This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Doc Rams with us, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. If you'd like to go to his website, RichardAllenMiller.com, RichardAllenMiller.com. Rick, thank you for sending me this this link. It's from thebigwobble.org. It's dirty electric. EMF causes cancer, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and suicide, and is the disease of our 21st century civilization. Your thoughts?
I agree completely. That's why I posted it, sent it to you for discussion.
Okay, so here's a really great quote as part of this article. And here's the quote. Facts don't cease to exist just because they're ignored. Aldous Huxley. Facts don't cease to exist just because they're ignored. Absolutely true. And so electromagnetic frequencies is what we're talking about.
Yeah, we're an electromagnetic entity, and we have dosimetry. That means LD50 ratios in our response to things. And this 5G power crap that's happening right now, who authorized that?
Not me, not you.
Well, how did that happen that it's being allowed everywhere in invasive situations where some power companies are trying to insist that it's their right to put a smart meter on your house? It's not.
Yeah. They threatened to call the cops on me when I tried to prevent them from putting that smart meter on their house.
It'd be interesting to see how far that nonsense would go.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I got to tell you.
I'm prepared to stand my ground. This is my right. What happened to the rights of a homeowner in terms of their home and how they want to run their ship?
Mm-hmm.
What's happening to America right now in terms of that? We've been hijacked.
We have been hijacked. I did what I could. I ran twice for the board of directors of the electric cooperative. I wanted those who wanted their smart meters taken out to get that choice. That will not happen. I've been prevented from being a member of the board of directors.
Put a cage around it. See how they like that.
I've got one around it. I've got one around it. And here's how I did it. Literally, class. What I did was I took a 3-pound coffee can. And when you buy them, and I'm talking about the metal ones, okay, not the plastic Folgers, red ones or green ones. I'm talking about the metal cans, and they come with a resealable plastic lid. What I did was I took the coffee can. I said, that's pretty close to the size to go over that meter. And I put it over the meter, but it would fall down. It wouldn't stay on. So what I did was I put the plastic lid back on, and I cut almost all of the center out of the plastic lid. I left about a half an inch all around it. And then I put little kerf cuts in that. Put the remaining part of the lid that was left after I cut a center disc out of the plastic resealable coffee lid. I put that back on the can. And with the kerf cuts, it made a nice, tight, snug fit around the glass part of the meter. and I put it on. And I said about 3 years ago on the air that I did that, and, you know, that's because I was so concerned that these meters look so darn expensive, I wanted to protect the meter from, you know, being hit with softballs or whatever we were throwing in the backyard. And so that's what I did. I put a coffee can on it. Now, it's kind of rusty. But,
you know, the bandwidth on that is such that it's not going to be able to do it all. It'll get some of that crap out of
right.
your environment, but not all of
right.
it.
That's right. And then, class, if you want to do something pretty terrifying, all you have to do is get a tri-field meter. And you can get them on the internet. You can get them right from the manufacturer. The inventor is one of our instructors. And I'll give him a call and get him back on the air. But you can take a tri-field meter and bring it near your electrical meter, your smart meter. You will not believe the amount of electromagnetic radiation that comes
out. That's how you use a tri-field meter, is to determine where you want to put your bed and your head at night.
Yeah. And unfortunately, Rick, many people who are in class today listening to us are not in a position to change where their electric meter is. They aren't because, well, number one, I'll bet you many houses today have an electric meter on the other side of the bedroom wall. What I mean is, on the wall, on the outside of the house, there's probably a bedroom, and the meter is right there. So if you had a drill that had a 4-inch long, well, 5-inch long bit, and you drilled a hole, you could drill a hole right through that wall and get right to the electric meter. It's like that close. And then if you want to get a little more frightened, take that tri-field meter and measure the electromagnetic radiation around your breaker panel. You won't believe that either. And what I've learned is that Romex wires, I'm talking about the kind of wiring that's in most houses, has a plastic sheath. It's usually yellow in jacket color or white in jacket color. White would be a 15-amp wire, which is 14-gauge, or yellow would be a 20-amp wire, which is 12-gauge. And what happens in this jacket of the Romex cable is there are three wires. One of them is insulated with black plastic, one of them is insulated with white plastic, and one of them has like a paper insulation around it, and that's the ground wire. Now, it seems to me that when I measure that, there's not a lot of electromagnetic radiation coming out of the wires per se, because I think the combination of the parallel running of the hot wire, which is black, the white wire, which is the neutral or the common, and the ground wire, they seem to have the ability to counteract the electromagnetic radiation from the wires. But when you get to the electrical breaker panel, where the insulation or the jacket is removed from those wires, and the wires separate, the white wires from the black wires from the ground wires, when they get separated, that's when you get an enormous amount of electromagnetic radiation. That's my opinion. I can't prove it, but I think it's true.
No, it is correct. That's what insulation is for.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if
my
you want
definition.
To see, right, and if you want to see a smaller result of that, you can take that tri-field meter and you can bring it, follow the electrical wires in your wall, you know, through the sheetrock, and you'll find very little electromagnetic radiation. But when you get to the wall switches, you know, where the light switches are, behind those plastic wall switch plates, you'll find there's a lot more electromagnetic radiation.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. So you're absolutely right. And how do you fix that? Well, here's what I did, Rick, and maybe you can comment on this. You've been to our house many times. Well, what you didn't see is behind the paint on our sheetrock walls, same kind of walls that just about everybody has. What I did was I went to eBay and I bought some metal dust. And it's like the consistency of flour, baking flour. And I bought 5 pounds of it. I bought copper. And I mixed it in with the primer of the paint before we painted the walls. And I knew where all the wires were because I put them there myself. So they were in an organized pattern according to a standard, if you will, certain height above the floor, that kind of thing. Well, I painted the walls with this primer that had copper dust mixed into it, and I overpainted the areas where the wires were to try to keep some of that electromagnetic radiation from coming out of the walls. Have you ever heard of that?
Yes, and Dr. Beal, B-E-A-L, Dr. Beal in Florida, and you can use Dr. Beal, comma, Florida as a way to pull up his work, has pioneered that area of LD50 ratios of different bandwidths and their effects on organs in the body. His research is foundation work and would give you further detail on why certain things want to be more filtered than others because of their toxicity.
And I'm thinking that I might have been better off with iron dust.
Well, you're creating a Faraday cage of sorts. It won't shield out microwave, but, well, microwave, you know, it's a bandwidth. It has to do with the wavelength and having the particle from one metal piece to another. And some microwave bands are smaller than the banding in metal, so it goes right through certain kinds of metals like that. That's why Faraday cages are only as good as the bandwidth they're shielding.
You know, I was at a friend's house who happens to be an instructor, and he and his wife and I were talking, and they have cell phones, and they live in a farmhouse, and where they are, they don't get cell reception very well in their farmhouse. And I said, that's great. That's great.
That's exactly correct, the metaphor.
Yeah, it's great because they're in an area that the cell tower electromagnetic radiation can't seem to see their farmhouse very well. They're in a valley. Dip in the ground.
But have you noticed how all these towers are appearing everywhere now?
Yeah.
Who authorized that? Why is that happening?
All right, let me tell you a story about that. So I had a friend, he's now dead, and here's what happened. There was a microwave tower, a cell tower, across the road from his farm. And I said to him, there's a microwave tower across from your farm. Because he was really sick, really, really sick. And he was failing. And he said, yeah, you know, I wanted to get that tower on my property. I thought, are you kidding? I didn't say that. I just looked at him. He said, yeah, I gave my wife $500 to go bribe the guy who was going to put the tower up so they could move it onto my farm. He wanted that tower on his farm.
I let him have it. How about the movie Neighbors?
I haven't seen that.
That's John Belushi.
Okay. Let's talk more about this technology when we come back.
John Belushi.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, we're talking about electromagnetic radiation with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. I'm very, very concerned about it. I'm doing everything I can to minimize my exposure to it. I tried not to travel to the cities where there's 3G, 4G, and 5G currently being deployed. When we bought our house, I moved as far away from cell towers as possible. But the problem that I have is our ignorant neighbors in this village think cell phone service is just the greatest thing, even though they know that they are being snooped on, spied on, recorded. Their audio is being picked up, stored forever by the government corporation and the Verizons and the U.S. Cellulars and the AT&Ts and the rest of it. Even though I believe all that's happening, even though they know that it's happening, they're still not willing to put their cell phones down. They're not willing to leave home without them. They're not willing to not use their cell phone because they're so darn addictive and so convenient. And they are addicted to these ridiculous texts that they feel that they've got to have, because if they don't get a message within every five minutes or so from somebody else letting them know that they're being thought of, they feel lonely and become more depressed. It's ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous. But I'm doing everything I can to reduce the electromagnetic radiation in my life, including having my computers as far away from me as I possibly can, having the monitors as far away from me as I possibly can, having all of these electronic devices physically as far away from me as possible. And class, if you take electronic measuring instruments like the tri-field meter, you will find electromagnetic radiation with all of these devices, whether they be a Blu-ray player, a television, a CRT-type television, a flat-screen television, a keyboard. All of these devices that have little processors in them all emit electromagnetic radiation, no question about it, even an AM table radio. And one of the things that we can't seem to get to work very well around us is I can't get a television signal over the air very well. That's good news, right? I can't get a radio station very well over the air either. Now, if I go out in my car or truck, I can turn on a radio station. We get a few of them out here. But we're so far out that it's not cost-effective for a radio station or a television station to send a signal this far, which is really good. But you mentioned more towers going up. Well, what's happened, class, is once they get a tower put up on somebody's property, they'll rent that for, let's say, $500 a month. The landowner will rent that space for $500 a month. The life expectancy of these towers is about, at the most, 20 years. At the end of the 20 years, the landowner gets stuck with the tower, which will be obsolete. They get stuck with that tower. If they want to take it down, it's up to the landowner to take it down. Now, how much do you think it's going to cost to take one of those towers down? It's going to cost thousands and thousands of dollars. So the owners of the land aren't thinking about that. They aren't thinking about the dangers that they are exposing themselves and their neighbors to. They don't care.
Well, it's like immediate gratification.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like, you know, a Dorito corn chip, but you can't just eat one.
It is about immediate gratification. You look at the young person, and they keep looking at their cell phones, you know, hoping, you know, they're not thinking that they're hoping, but they're hoping that someone's going to text them and say, hey, look at what my puppy just did.
That is where the addiction starts, right there. That is absolutely a form of addiction.
Mm-hmm.
And watch
mm-hmm.
the people driving and looking at their cell phones.
Well, and, you know, that was something I wanted to talk to you about as well. In Oregon, aren't you the number one state for people getting run over?
Yeah, we have the highest pedestrian incident hit and run in the nation. And it's, you know, like Michigan, and I showed you that one article where they're in, where was it? Grand Rapids. They are now putting a law where, you know, the person in a crosswalk has the right of way because of their high incident rate of accidents with pedestrians walking and cars hitting them. And I would directly say 50% of those are because of distraction, of loud noises, which, by the way, will cause cancer. Just loud noise situations are toxic. And there's a movie that John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd made called Neighbors. It's absolutely where they're next door to each other with with a phone tower going right down through the middle of the property. And watch how the freakiness goes from there. Just because of the electromagnetics, they made a comedy out of it.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Neighbors with John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd. Don't you miss John Belushi? Wasn't he great?
He was the funniest man, cheeseburger, cheeseburger, cheeseburger.
So, Rick,
oh, man.
We're talking about electromagnetic radiation, absolutely dangerous. And you were talking about the LD50 ratio, LD50. That's the lethal dosage. Can you tell us what that means for those who are new in class today?
It means that level will kill 50% of the Americans getting exposed to it.
Yeah.
That's what lethal dose 50 means. 50% of the America that gets exposed to that are dead.
Rick, I haven't been to a big city in a while, but the last time I was there, I took an iPad, and sometimes when I travel, I'll take an iPad with me. It was given to me by a company that thought I should have one, and otherwise, I wouldn't spend $500
on an iPad. They can monitor you then. You know, smartphones are toxic, and that's why I carry a track phone, a disposable, just like in the movies, track phone. I'm finished with it, I dump it, and I run. I can get my miles later on a new track phone if I need to.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's where I was going with that. So I was in a waiting room of in a building, and I just opened up this iPad to see how many different Wi-Fi connections there were. There were 19. 19. And I was at our daughter's house, and I opened it up, and I could get at least 9 or 10 or maybe 12, 13 of her neighbors. You know, I could see them on, not that I was trying to hack them, I just wanted to see how many signals there were. And that's in, on the East Coast. What I'm saying is that I'll bet you in a big city there'll be hundreds of Wi-Fi networks that you can buy with an iPad.
Putting a piece of tape. You know, my tech support, Russell Renge, he put a piece of tape over the camera when he's not using it.
He puts black tape
in the speaker jack when he's not using it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and class, what we're talking about, I saw a demonstration of this many, 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 many years ago. And what they were saying is, let's go look, and you could go and hop onto some student's notebook computer in their dormitory room, and there's the camera, and the camera is usually facing the students, and you can see what they're doing. As a matter of fact, in the city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the educators, the public training camp educators, gave notebook computers to students to take home to help them with their studies, right? Allegedly. Well, what they found out was that the educational employees were monitoring what was going on in the students' homes through the camera and microphones on those notebook computers. Yeah, so let's
bring... It gets more sinister than that even. I had a friend visiting me. He was downstairs in the library, and he was sound asleep when his computer turned itself on and started taking pictures of him.
Mm-hmm. So if you've got one of these devices and you've got them powered on and you've got your cell phone charging on your nightstand...
Now we can talk about Wi-Fi and how you want to go wireless in your home. Good luck with that.
Well, they want us to go wireless. Rick, I'm moving the studio from where it is now in our farmhouse to another room, actually into the dining room.
Move it out to the barn.
Here's what I did. Well, yesterday I ran 4 network cables. Why? Because I don't want wireless. Can I have wireless here at the farm? Absolutely. All I have to do is go into any computer here on the farm, type in an IP address for the router, and say, enable Wi-Fi. It's as simple as that. It's all I have to do. However, I don't want Wi-Fi in my house. I do not want a smart refrigerator. I do not want a smart television. I do not want a smart dishwasher or any other device that's called smart. Smart means spy. Smart means they're going to watch you. And if you have a smart television, there's a camera and a microphone in many cases in those smart appliances, those TVs. And when you watch a TV, you usually sit in front of it. Okay? Well, if it's got a camera, it can look at you. And if it's connected to the internet, heck, if you've got Amazon Prime or you've got Netflix, you're connected to the internet. Well, your smart TV can monitor what you say and monitor what you're doing.
There now at Amazon, they're monitoring everybody's behavior in the warehouse.
Yeah. And that's what we know. What about what we don't know? Literally. I mean, back in the 60s and in the 50s, researchers working for the United States government were unleashing radioactive dust in the air, following its path to see what it would do to children in public school across the street in cities like St. Louis. No kidding. That actually happened. It happened. And so how does this radiation affect children? Well, let's find out. Let's give them a dose of it. Let's find out how electromagnetic radiation is killing people. Let's give them a dose of it. Now, who listening to this broadcast does not have a smart meter? Is there anybody? I hardly think so. I hardly think so. And if you don't have one, your neighbor does. And how about these houses that are, 20 feet apart from each other? Heck, your neighbor's smart meter's aimed at your house, and yours is aimed at his house. And you've got a power transformer on the pole within 125 feet of your house. And there's electromagnetic radiation come from that. And they're up and down the street. And then you've got the cell towers. And then you've got the high tension lines. It's everywhere. And then in your homes, those wires in your walls are acting as antennae for the smart meters on your home. So what do we do? Maybe we should round up the CEOs of these electric companies and try them for intentional homicide. Now, I think that maybe the term and practice of drawing and quartering people while they're still alive, you know, is cruel and unusual. But I think it's fitting for these kinds of crimes. Crimes against humanity. And how do we shut these down? Once these darn things are deployed all over, how do you stop them? Let's extrapolate a little further. Let's get on the bus. Or let's get in a subway car. Or let's get in a train car. And if you're crazy enough, get in an Amtrak train car. And who next to you, across from you, or in the same train car or bus, doesn't have a cell phone? If you don't have one, you're the only one. And they're all cooking you at about 1.9 watts each. That's what's happening. So while you're sitting in that subway on that one-hour commute or that train commute into the big city so you can make the big bucks, you are cooking yourself. You're in a microwave oven. And where are the microwaves coming from? All the cell phones around you. How about being in a subway car where you've got the seats and then you've got these poles from floor to ceiling so you can hang on and you're standing?
What do you think that does to the structure of water in your body? How does a microwave work in heating something up?
Well, it rubs the molecules together so they get hot.
What do you think that does to the structure?
Kills it.
There it is.
And the amazing thing, the most amazing thing about the stupidity of people is that we were lulled into the convenience of cell phones, and we are paying $100 a month for our own demise. So, class, if you look around, can you name someone who's died in the last 2 months of cancer? Of course you can. Of course you can. So every couple of months, there's another one. They're dropping like flies. So is that natural causes? Really? Is cancer a natural cause of death now? It's everywhere. And that's one of the reasons why I live on a farm, in the middle of nowhere. I am trying my best to get away from this stuff. Here's another example. Rick, this is going to sound far-fetched, but it's absolutely true. When I worked at the bank, we had these file cabinets, and we had metal desks. And, you know, some of them were gray, some of them were black, some of them were tan. And, you know, to make them all look a little nicer, we had them spray-painted. So they said, all right, we're going to spray-paint, you know, these cabinets over the weekend. And so, you know, you can't come in to work over the weekend because they are going to be spraying, the contractor. So the contractor used an electrostatic spray with paint. Did a fabulous job. And what this does is they put a wire to a charger, if you will, on the filing cabinet, and then they can spray it, and the paint goes right to it. It's attracted to it. It's kind of like a magnet for paint. Works really, really well. Well, we were told to turn off our computers and all that. Well, one guy forgot. On the other end of the room, and when I talk about a room, I'm talking like 400 or 500 feet long. Well, one guy forgot to turn his computer monitor off. That spray flew across the room and painted his computer monitor. That's the kind of electromagnetic energy we're talking about. Now, that's just one computer monitor. That was CRT back in the 80s. That's one computer monitor that was left on. Now, what happened to employees like me and you when you were in rooms with hundreds of these computer monitors, let alone the computers, let alone the power lines, let alone the fluorescent lights, right? And all the other magnetic stuff. What happened to us? I think we were cooked. Rick, can we come back? Can you comment on that? We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements, including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rick, do you have any comments about what I said about being cooked at the workplace?
Yeah, I'm going to go lay down and take a nap. I got to think about all of this. It's kind of scary to realize.
Yeah, how about this? How about this? UVA, UVB, and UVC. Our atmosphere is not protected.
Yeah, we've got a problem going out in the daylight now. How many people notice that you now need, during sunlight, during daylight driving, sunglasses?
Yeah.
That's what's happened. Yeah. Our sun is changing. The media is reporting different parts of it. Just the creepy thing that suspicious observers said regarding the earthquake in Japan, I was drawn directly to Elon Musk and what was not shown on that space flight 2 days ago. If that's posted on Facebook.
Okay, what was not shown?
Why don't you let, I'm not sure what it is, something was removed that is not part of the public's knowledge that went into the sun and created something else. And look what it did to Japan with that 6.2 earthquake. They're doing things, then they're not disclosing them to the public, and even people like suspicious observers is noting it now. It's very, very dangerous times. And
I think
we've been invaded. Something is terraforming us.
Tomorrow there's going to be a flyby. An asteroid about 60 feet long, 62 feet long, is going to do a flyby at about one-fifth of the distance between the Earth and the Moon. I'm either they're being reported more, or I'm noticing them more, or they are being occurring more frequently. Rick, are you noticing the same thing?
Well, there's new planets appearing in our solar system that do not belong to us from our neighbor, Nibiru. There's one out by Neptune right now that Saturn, excuse me, that Caltech is talking about. Where did it come from? Out past the Oort cloud. Yeah, we have debris. And actually, the Earth does not circle the sun. It follows it as an ellipse as the sun moves through Jupiter's trail of debris. Jupiter has been emitting a bunch of stuff, and we are now going right through that debris, and why you're going to notice aberrations in everything, including our sun.
Class, I'd just like to mention this very quickly. It's a two-day conference, a regional conference, March 8 and 9, West Plains, Missouri. And it's bringing back the American small farm. I'm going to give you a phone number, 417-293-0590, 417-293-0590.
May I say one thing on that?
Yes.
I am going to Vermont this summer to teach the new small family farm for the 21st century as a ebook or online course at Sterling College, which is an agroforestry hands-on college with graduate students. And I'm going to be going there in Vermont this summer to teach some courses across the country with a demonstration farm right there on site. And the second course will be on forest farming and how to the next direction in wildcrafting. I wish I could be invited to something like this and offer workshops in small farm agriculture, because I do not know anybody with my knowledge base in that field.
I know the gal who's putting this on. I'm going to be talking with her right after the broadcast. It might be too late for this one, but maybe the next one.
Well, a workshop where they bring me in before or after the event, and I offer an 8-hour intensive on what to do to include an herbal pharmacy on site, growing your own heart medicine.
What's better than that? Now, you've got some books that address that, don't you?
I have a 9-volume encyclopedia on alternative agriculture. I have The Potential of Herbs as a Cash Crop, Native Plants of Commercial Importance, and a host of other alternative agricultural things, including 360 PDFs on how to grow specific crops on down to the ethics and marketing.
Okay, and that's available on your website, richardallenmiller.com, right?
Yes, sir. Well, okay. And I'm also should mention, I'm seeking investment patrons because I have 30 manuscripts ready for press right now, and I don't have the cash to put them in print yet.
Rick, we're out of time. RichardAllenMiller.com. Thanks so much, Rick. See you next week. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.